Hello and welcome to Take Off the Podcast, stories by students and classics. This is episode 74, featuring a conversation with my two students at the power plant in Page, Barno and Timmy. So let's continue with the choice that you, I mean, the topic that you really chose a few weeks ago about ebooks. There's this other worksheet for that. I think we started talking about this. Really, I think when we talk about ebooks, we should look at ebooks. So I have a few ebooks here, okay, that we'll take a look. But before that, maybe on the second page of this text, the second page, the one where there are these questions there. For the vocabulary, not sure whether you looked at that, but no problem if you haven't.
No, I also checked the text.
Oh, great. Okay. All right. So maybe before we look at the exercise, you can say something about your ideas about the text or about ebooks. You said earlier that you prefer printed books.
Yeah. Yes. The text there were some advantages of the ebooks, which I can appreciate, but it can be that I am conservative. But for me, a book is a printed book, and I feel on that field there won't be a revolution.
Never, so, ever.
No, I think.
Okay, why not? You mean revolution in the sense that...
That, for example, was in the case of music, that the files changed the typical compact discs and so on.
Okay, so because people don't buy discs different. Anymore, you mean? Yeah. You don't. When did you last buy your music CD?
I don't know.
Did you buy, or did you in the past buy CDs, music CDs?
Yes, in 5 years ago.
You have a big collection, maybe?
No.
You don't? No. What happened with the CDs?
Easier to download it.
But what the CDs that you did buy,
yes.
Did you throw them out?
No.
But you still have a collection?
Yes.
Okay. Right. So, that was a revolution with music?
Yeah, yes.
Okay. That won't be a revolution with books?
I don't think so.
Okay.
But this is my opinion.
That's
so,
how you feel.
It can be that it is... my opinion only because I see that ebooks aren't or cannot
replace
the original books.
Yeah, of course, with music.
So, for example, I cannot imagine in the future a bookstore where there aren't any real books. Just you can
USB ports.
Yeah, you can buy with your. For example, with your pen drive.
Maybe there are already such stores. It's just that they are not in a physical store, but online. Have you heard about the Amazon?
Yeah.
Books or store?
Okay, I don't want to exclude that. Also the e-books. Can be useful, but I think these inventions or these things will run parallelly.
Okay, right. Although, but as opposed to music, where they just disappeared, the CDs. Well, we still have CD stores,
but mostly
but,
disappeared.
People don't really go there. So, how do you see it, Tibi? Do you see it similarly or very different?
I can totally agree with Barna.
Mm-hmm. When you think of
my
reading,
opinion is the same. That it can go parallelly in the future. Somebody wants to touch materially, physically the books, but somebody wants to make notes easier using ebook.
Okay,
it has an advantage.
Yeah, so there are some sometimes when you need maybe the physical printed book, for some other reasons, you might at the same time, like in the future, in a few years or not too distant future, use a printed or an electronic book. What kind of reading do you think is best for electronic reading, like e-book?
I think if you want to work on something, it's more useful that you use e-books.
Work on something would be like learn poetry?
Learn or as I said, make notes.
Okay, like textbook kind of reading.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And I think it also depends on the size of the novels, for example. Because, for example, 1,000 pages novel to read in an e-book, I can't imagine. So
what can you explain? Because, so scrolling up and down or scrolling up to see the rest, the next page would be...
Yeah, and for your eyes and your brain is it's so tough to read on the screen.
But you don't read 1,000 pages in the printed book at the same time, in one day, right? Like in several days.
Or for example, I mostly read if I am, for example, on a summer holiday and go on the beach. I can't imagine the situation that I go with my ebook on the beach and that's why.
Why not? Why can't you imagine that?
I don't know. Probably I can. I am conservative, but.
Okay, actually, what you're saying is very important because the beach situation is what for many people is the reading. Like when they are on holiday, it's sunny, they have the time, why not read something easy or funny?
That concludes this 74th episode of Take Off the Podcast, Stories by Students and Classics, featuring a segment from a recent lesson I had with Barna and Tibby at the Page Powerplant. And until next time, take care.